Now here's the deal. We do Rewind on the weekend, though. You'll have to look and see when the Friday night perform, when the Friday shows show up during the weekend. So check that out. But on Monday, I will have it up on the website for the archive, so you guys can have the MP3 to listen to. All right? All right. Thanks so much to them. Boy, this was really cool. All right. If you heed the word of my friend Amberjack of Amberjack 5, Vincent Arnolino, he says, never say I should have, and that means that you should start planning now to go and check out this performance. And every performance is different, so why don't you do like... why don't you get the package deal? Go and see it all three times? All right, thanks again. My pleasure to have the Pippin crew and cast here, and they sang great, and it's gonna just going to be so cool. All right, thanks so much. I am off, but you better be at the annual dinner and meeting and dinner dance at 6 o'clock, so be prepared to do that, and drop by, say hello, and tell me how you enjoyed listening to the 100 Central Pippin Players. I'm signing off. This is Big C on Good Morning Hunterdon, and Hunterdon Helpline will be in at 10 o'clock. Talk to you on 8 o'clock on Monday morning. Big C signing off. We're back. It's 9:46. We got the cast of Pippin. You just heard some fabulous excerpts. Man, I tell you that, again, it's just super. The quality is just incredible. And we're patching it together here with our equipment. Ken, you're the lead player.
Yes, I am.
I got to get you on the mic here. I'm asleep at the switch. One second. All right, you're the lead player.
Yep.
And the script keeps shifting back and forth between... we're not really sure as an audience whether we're looking at reality or whether we're looking at Pippin's subconscious. So how do you help us through that as an audience?
Well, the leading player, he's definitely kind of, he is like the antagonist of the show, but he also plays a narrator. And if you come see the show, you'll see that he breaks the fourth wall a lot. So while a lot of action is going on kind of behind him, he'll kind of narrate and guide the audience through what's going on. And he also, during the show, he kind of puts on different disguises in order to interact with different people in Pippin's world.
Did you say the fourth wall?
Yes.
What is the fourth wall?
Well, the fourth wall, it's like if a character or an actor were to interact with the audience directly. Uh-huh.
An education here. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the audience will be interacted with, I guess. My character definitely talks to a lot of people.
Right. Why are you so angry?
Well, because I hate that. No, because I guess the leading player has this really big plan. He wants Pippin to go through with the grand finale. He wants Pippin to have a short but spectacular career, as he says in the show. And he's just very upset by the end of the show. I don't want to reveal too much, but okay. But yeah,
the show's been around since 72. It's not a big surprise.
Yeah, but he's pretty angry that Pippin decides to compromise all of his aspirations and dreams and lead an ordinary life, because the whole time he's been guiding Pippin to perform this really great, extraordinary ending. But Pippin's decide to be normal, and he's happy with that. Well, Pippin's happy with that.
Okay, so then the lead player gets all ticked off and starts shutting down everything, and you know, you'll see the rest of it, of course. But is the grand finale a metaphor for something? Who can help me with that one?
I can.
All right. Don't be shy.
I won't. Okay. I think the grand finale is just showing how a person can get caught up in the hustle and bustle of their life by trying to find that something that's worth living for, they can kind of lose sight of what they're really looking for and what can really make them happy. So I think the grand finale really shows that, how society just pressures you so much to fit a certain image that you kind of forget how you really want it to turn out.
But tell them what the grand finale is.
Oh, the grand finale is the wonderful Pippin going into a little box and setting himself on fire.
that's like the meaning of the show. It's just like, do you want to go up in flames and be remembered for, like, you know, the glory of that instant, or do you want to live your life without, you know, like that stereotypical sunshine? You know what I mean? Like, can you be happy alone, or do you need other people's approval?
Right.
Do you live for applause, or can
better
you live?
Better to burn out than fade away.
Yeah.
Ah.
Right.
And one of those endings, he's asked how he is, and he feels trapped. What does that mean?
Pippin gets cornered.
Right.
We actually don't have that line in our script. In the movie, that's just kind of a joke, because in the end he ends up with Catherine, and it seems like they're going to get married. And so when he says trapped, I think that was just kind of a marriage pun there.
Okay. Got it.
Our show actually ends a bit different, so there is a surprise at the end for all the audience.
Stephen Schwartz changed the ending about 15 years ago.
Okay, all right.
So
I wasn't up to date on that. I was behind the times. Okay,
it's okay.
A lot of play. I was actually in musicals myself. I wasn't a performer. I was in the pit, and I did it for a number of years. I also played professionally. And there are some songs, some shows, where you hear about them and you say, oh, I can't wait. You know, South Pacific, Oklahoma, West Side Story. I mean, wham. You know every song. Every song is a hit. This one didn't really have that. You know, when my pit director would put together the score for us, he'd go, and this one has the great song of, and then this song is really important. Did you really get into it right off the bat, or did it take a little while to get used to it?
Yeah. No, I...
Who's saying yeah?
I this is like probably, and I'm not just saying this because I am Pippin, but this is like my favorite musical that I've ever done. Because like, I don't know, we did a couple shows before this, and like, it's like, okay, like, you know, we're going to put on makeup and put on a show, and like, that's going to be it. It's kind of flaky.
Mm-hmm.
This actually, it's like questions existence and purpose and like fulfillment. And it's just like, I don't know, there's so much more. There's like depth, and like, you go and then like you leave and you're like, wow, you know? So I think it's, and I don't know, there's like the cool like Fosse, and it's just, I love the instruments. I love Pippin.
Yeah, the music and choreography is incredible. Yeah. Like, you remember it when you leave.
Yeah, you mentioned the music. A lot of shows do have that one showstopper, but I think in Pippin, every single song is the showstopper.
Mm-hmm.
So every song, that's, when you think of Pippin, you might not think of a specific song, because every single one of the songs will stay with you, and really, they're a great show.
Did you know that at the outset? When they said, we're doing Pippin, did you guys go, oh, I can't wait?
Mrs. Underline says no, they did not.
Yeah, I know. That's what I expected. I asked the question because, like I said, Ms. Underline slapped me down and said, do you know what Pippin is? And I said, no. So I had to look it up. And then I was like, wow, it is kind of cool. And then I started, where I started to generate the questions. All right, we only got about 3 minutes left, so here's what I want to do. I need each one of you to state one word or phrase to tell the audience why they should come.
Intrigue.
Plots to bring disaster.
Humor handled by a master.
Romance.
Illusion.
Fantasy to study.
Battles barbarous and bloody.
Magic.
And merriment.
So join us.
Guess you guys practiced this, huh?
No.
Or is it part of the script?
You crazy. I'm crazy.
Improv.
Serves me well to send the questions a day early. Okay. Last thing, let's get the information to everybody so they know how to get to see you guys now. Where is it? When is it?
Pippin is...
March 8th, 9th, and 10th at 7 o'clock in 100 Central Auditorium. The box office is open 2 hours prior to every performance, and also Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 3 to 6, all till we open. And there's a special senior citizen performance Wednesday at 3:30. It's free. No tickets are needed. Just come and join us.
Cool. Join us. I think that I've heard that in the music somewhere. Okay, last question is for the seniors. Some of you probably already have your grand finale already picked out. Where is it? Where are you going?
I'm going to Tufts University.
Oh, right. And you are? Tell people. They can't see you.
Sorry. I'm Caitlin. I'm playing Bertha.
Right. Who else?
I'm Ken. I'm playing the leading player, and I'm going to TCNJ.
All right. Who else?
I'm Kara. I'm one of the student directors, and I'm going to Princeton University.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anybody else? That's it? We got them?
Undecided.
I don't hear back till April.
Okay.
Yeah, <I'm here.
laughs> All right. Well, you get a special invitation to call in and let me know.
Alrighty.
All right. Charlemagne.
Challenge accepted. All right.
Charlemagne. And we'll duke it out, dude.
Okay.
All right. I gotta hightail it. Somewhere. Right. Somewhere is my music. Where is it?
Oh.
Where's my intro music? Come on. There it is. All right, guys. I want to thank you so much, and Ms. Enterline and Ms. Steffner for coming in. This was really, really cool. I hope we can do this again next year.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, my pleasure. Now, here's the deal. We do Rewind on the weekend, though. You'll have to look and see when the Friday night when the Friday shows show up during the weekend. So check that out. But on Monday, I will have it up on the website for the archive, so you guys can have the MP3 to listen to. All right? All right. Thanks so much to them. Boy, this was really cool. All right. If you heed the word of my friend Amberjack of Amberjack 5, Vincent Arnolino, he says, never say I should have, and that means that you should start planning now to go and check out this performance. And every performance is different, so why don't you do why don't you get the package deal? Go and see it all three times? All right, thanks again. My pleasure to have the Pippin crew and cast here, and they sang great, and it's just going to be so cool. All right, thanks so much. I am off, but you better be at the annual dinner and meeting and dinner dance at 6 o'clock, so be prepared to do that and drop by, say hello, and tell me how you enjoyed listening to the 100 Central Pippin Players. I'm signing off. This is Big C on Good Morning Hunterdon, and Hunterdon Helpline will be in at 10 o'clock. Talk to you on 8 o'clock on Monday morning. Big C signing off. We're back. It's 9:46. We got the cast of Pippin. You just heard some fabulous excerpts. Man, I tell you that, again, just super. The quality is just incredible. And we're patching it together here with our equipment. Ken, you're the lead player.
Yes, I am.
I got to get you on the mic here. I'm asleep at the switch. One second. All right, you're the lead player.
Yep.
And the script keeps shifting back and forth between... we're not really sure as an audience whether we're looking at reality or whether we're looking at Pippin's subconscious. So how do you help us through that as an audience?
Well, the leading player, he's definitely he is like the antagonist of the show, but he also plays a narrator. And if you come see the show, you'll see that he breaks the fourth wall a lot. So while a lot of action is going on kind of behind him, he'll kind of narrate and guide the audience through what's going on. And he also, during the show, he kind of puts on different disguises in order to interact with different people in Pippin's mm-hmm. world.
Did you say the fourth wall?
Yes.
What is the fourth wall?
Well, the fourth wall, it's like if a character or an actor were to interact with the audience directly. Uh-huh. So the audience
I'm getting an education here. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the audience will be interacted with, I guess. My character definitely talks to a lot of people.
Right. Why are you so angry?
Well, because I hate that. No, because I guess the leading player has this really big plan. He wants Pippin to go through with the grand finale. He wants Pippin to have a short but spectacular career, as he says in the show. And he's just very upset by the end of the show. I don't want to reveal too much, but okay. But yeah,
the show's been around since 72. It's not a big surprise.
Yeah. But he's pretty angry that Pippin decides to compromise all of his aspirations and dreams and lead an ordinary life, because the whole time he's been guiding Pippin to, perform this really great, extraordinary ending, but Pippin's decide to be normal, and he's happy with that. Well, Pippin's happy with that.
Okay, so then the lead player gets all ticked off and starts shutting down everything, and you know, you'll see the rest of it, of course. But is the grand finale a metaphor for something? Who can help me with that one?
I can.
All right. Don't be shy.
I won't. Okay. I think the grand finale is just showing how a person can get caught up in the hustle and bustle of their life by trying to find that something that's worth living for. They can kind of lose sight of what they're really looking for and what can really make them happy. So I think the grand finale really shows that, how society just pressures you so much to fit a certain image that you kind of forget how you really wanted to turn out.
But tell them what the grand finale is.
Oh, the grand finale is the wonderful Pippin going into a little box and setting himself on fire.
So, yeah, that's like the meaning of the show. It's just like, do you want to go up in flames and be remembered for, like, you know, the glory of that instant, or do you want to live your life without, you know, like that stereotypical sunshine? You know what I mean? Like, can you be happy alone, or do you need other people's approval?
Right.
Do you live for applause, or can you
better
live
to burn out than fade away?
Yeah.
Ah.
Right.
And one of those endings, he's asked how he is, and feels trapped. What does that mean?
Pippin gets cornered.
Right.
We actually don't have that line in our script. In the movie, that's just kind of a joke, because in the end he ends up with Catherine, and it seems like they're going to get married. And so when he says trapped, I think that was just kind of a marriage pun there.
Okay, got it.
Our show actually ends a bit different, so there is a surprise at the end for all the audience.
Stephen Schwartz changed the ending about 15 years ago.
Okay, all right.
So
I wasn't up to date on that. I'm behind the times. Okay,
it's okay.
A lot of play. I was actually in musicals myself. I wasn't a performer. I was in the pit, and I did it for a number of years. I also played professionally. And there are some songs, some shows, where you hear about them and you say, oh, I can't wait. You know, South Pacific, Oklahoma, West Side Story. I mean, wham. You know every song. Every song is a hit. This one didn't really have that. You know, when my pit director would put together the score for us, he'd go, and this one has the great song of, and then this song is really important. Did you really get into it right off the bat, or did it take a little while to get used to it?
Yeah. No, I...
Who's saying yeah?
I this is like probably, and I'm not just saying this because I am Pippin, but this is like my favorite musical that I've ever done. Because like, I don't know, we did a couple shows before this, and like, it's like, okay, like, you know, we're going to put on makeup and put on a show, and like, that's going to be it. It's kind of flaky.
Mm-hmm.
This actually, it's like questions existence and purpose and like fulfillment. And it's just like, I don't know, there's so much more. There's like depth, and like, you go and then like you leave and you're like, wow, you know? So I think it's, I don't know, there's like the cool like Fosse, and it's just, I love the instruments. I love Pippin.
Yeah, the music and choreography is incredible. Yeah. Like, you remember it when you leave.
Yeah, you mentioned the music. A lot of shows do have that one showstopper, but I think in Pippin, every single song is the showstopper.
Mm-hmm.
So every song, that's, when you think of Pippin, you might not think of a specific song, because every single one of the songs will stay with you, and really, they're a great show.
Did you know that at the outset? When they said, we're doing Pippin, did you guys go, oh, I can't wait?
Mrs. Underline says no, they did not.
Yeah, I know. That's what I expected. I asked the question because, like I said, she Ms. Enterline slapped me down and said, "Do you know what Pippin is?" And I said, "No." So I had to look it up. And then I was like, wow, it is kind of cool. And then I started, like, that's where I started to generate the questions. All right, we only got about 3 minutes left, so here's what I want to do. I need each one of you to state one word or phrase to tell the audience why they should come.
Intrigue.
Plots to bring disaster.
Humor handled by a master.
Romance. Illusion.
Fantasy to study.
Battles barbarous and bloody.
Magic.
And merriment.
So join us.
I guess you guys practiced this, huh? No. Or is it part of the script?
You crazy. I'm crazy.
Improv.
Serves me well to send the questions a day early. Okay. Last thing, let's get the information to everybody so they know how to get to see you guys now. Where is it? When is it?
Pippin is... March 8th, 9th, and 10th at 7 o'clock in 100 Central Auditorium. The box office is open 2 hours prior to every performance, and also Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 3 to 6, all till we open. And there's a special senior citizen performance Wednesday at 3:30. It's free. No tickets are needed. Just come and join us.
Cool. Join us. I think that I've heard that in the music somewhere. Okay, last question is for the seniors. Some of you probably already have your grand finale already picked out. Where is it? Where are you going?
I'm going to Tufts University.
Oh, right. And you are? Tell people. They can't see you.
Sorry. I'm Caitlin. I'm playing Bertha.
Right. Who else?
I'm Ken. I'm playing the leading player, and I'm going to TCNJ.
All right. Who else?
I'm Kara. I'm one of the student directors, and I'm going to Princeton University.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anybody else? That's it? We got him?
Undecided.
I don't hear back till April.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you get a special invitation to call in and let me know.
Alrighty.
All right. Charlemagne.
Challenge accepted. All right.
Charlemagne. And we'll duke it out, dude.
Okay.
All right. I gotta hightail it somewhere. Right. Somewhere is my music. Where is it? Where's my intro music? Come on. There it is. All right, guys. I want to thank you so much, and Ms. Enterline and Ms. Steffner for coming in. This was really, really cool. I hope we can do this again next year.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, my pleasure. Now, here's the deal. We do Rewind on the weekend, though. You'll have to look and see when the Friday night when the Friday shows show up during the weekend. So check that out. But on Monday, I will have it up on the website for the archive, so you guys can have the MP3 to listen to. All right? All right. Thanks so much to them. Boy, this was really cool. All right. If you heed the word of my friend Amberjack of Amberjack 5, Vincent Arnolino, he says, never say I should have, and that means that you should start planning now to go and check out this performance. And every performance is different, so why don't you get the package deal? Go and see it all 3 times? All right, thanks again. My pleasure to have the Pippin crew and cast here, and they sang great, and it's just going to be so cool. All right, thanks so much. I am off, but you better be at the annual dinner and meeting and dinner dance at 6 o'clock. So be prepared to do that and drop by, say hello, and tell me how you enjoyed listening to the 100 Central Pippin Players. I'm signing off. This is Big C on Good Morning 100, and 100 Helpline will be in at 10 o'clock. Talk to you on 8 o'clock on Monday morning. Big C signing off. We're back. It's 9:46. We got the cast of Pippin. You just heard some fabulous excerpts. Man, I tell you that, again, just super. The quality is just incredible. And we're patching it together here with our equipment. Ken, you're the lead player.
Yes, I am.
I got to get you on the mic here. I'm asleep at the switch. One second. All right, you're the lead player.
Yep.
And the script keeps shifting back and forth between... we're not really sure as an audience whether we're looking at reality or whether we're looking at Pippin's subconscious. So how do you help us through that as an audience?
Well, the leading player, he's definitely he is like the antagonist of the show, but he also plays a narrator. And if you come see the show, you'll see that he breaks the fourth wall a lot. So while a lot of action is going on kind of behind him, he'll kind of narrate and guide the audience through what's going on. And he also, during the show, he kind of puts on different disguises in order to interact with different people in Pippin's mm-hmm. world.
Did you say the fourth wall?
Yes.
What is the fourth wall?
Well, the fourth wall, it's like if a character or an actor were to interact with the audience directly. Uh-huh. So the audience will be interacted with, I guess. My character definitely talks to a lot of people.
Right. Why are you so angry?
Well, I hate Pippin. No, because I guess the leading player has this really big plan. He wants Pippin to go through with the grand finale. He wants Pippin to have a short but spectacular career, as he says in mm-hmm. the show. And he's just very upset by the end of the show. I don't want to reveal too much, but okay. But yeah,
the show's been around since 72. It's not a big surprise.
Yeah, but he's pretty angry that Pippin decides to compromise all of his aspirations and dreams and lead an ordinary life, because the whole time he's been guiding Pippin to perform this really great, extraordinary ending. But
mm-hmm.
Pippin's decide to be normal, and he's happy with that. Well, Pippin's happy with that.
Okay, so then the lead player gets all ticked off and starts shutting down everything. And you know, you'll see the rest of it, of course. But is the grand finale a metaphor for something? Who can help me with that one?
I can.
All right. Don't be shy.
I won't. Okay. I think the grand finale is just showing how a person can get caught up in the hustle and bustle of their life mm-hmm. by trying to find that something that's worth living for. They can kind of lose sight of what they're really looking for and what can really make them happy. So I think the grand finale really shows that, how society just pressures you so much to fit a certain image that you kind of forget how you really wanted to turn out.
But tell them what the grand finale
The grand finale is the wonderful Pippin going into a little box and setting himself on fire.
that's the meaning of the show. It's just like, do you want to go up in flames and be remembered for, like, you know, the glory mm-hmm. of that instant, or right. do you want to live your life without, you know, like that stereotypical sunshine? You know what I mean? Like, can you be happy alone, or do you need other people's approval?
Right.
Do you live for applause, or can
better
you
better to burn out than fade away?
Yeah.
Ah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And one of those endings, he's asked how he is, and he feels trapped. What does that mean?
Pippin gets cornered.
Right.
We actually don't have that line in our script. In the movie, that's just kind of a joke, because in the end he ends up with Catherine and it seems like they're going to get married. And so when he says trapped, I think that was just kind of a marriage pun there.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Our show actually ends a bit different, so there is a surprise at the end for all the audience.
Stephen Schwartz changed the ending about 15 years ago.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
So
I wasn't up to date on that. I was behind the times. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of play. I was actually in musicals myself. I wasn't a performer. I was in the pit, and I did it for a number of years. I also played professionally, and there are some songs, some shows where you hear about them and you say, "Oh, I can't wait!" You know, South Pacific, Oklahoma, West Side Story. I mean. Wham! You know every song. Every song is a hit. This one didn't really have that. You know, when my pit director would put together the score for us, he'd go, and this one has the great song of, and then this song is really important. Mm-hmm. Did this song, did you really get into it right off the bat, or did it take a little while to get used to it?
Yeah. No, I
Who's saying yeah?
I this is like probably, and I'm not just saying this because I am Pippin, but this is like my favorite musical that I've ever done. Because usually, like, I don't know, we did a couple shows before this, and like, it's like, okay, like, you know, we're going to put on makeup and put on a show, and like, that's going to be it. It's kind of flaky. Mm-hmm. This actually, it's like questions existence and purpose and like fulfillment. And it's just like, I don't know, there's so much more. There's like depth, and like, you go, and then like, you leave, and you're like, wow, you know? So I think it's, and I don't know, there's like the cool, like, Fosse, and it's just, mm-hmm. I love the instruments. I love Pippin.
Yeah, the music and choreography is incredible. Yeah. Like, you remember it when you leave.
Yeah, you mentioned the music. A lot of shows do have that one showstopper, but I think in Pippin, every single song is the showstopper. Mm-hmm. So every song, that's, when you think of Pippin, you might not think of a specific song because every single one of the songs will stay with you and really, they're a great show.
Did you know that at the outset? When they said we're doing Pippin, did you guys go, I can't wait?
Mrs.
Underline says
no,
they did not.
Yeah, I know. That's what I expected. I asked the question because, like I said, Ms. Underline slapped me down and said, do you know what Pippin is? And I said, no. So I had to look it up. And then I was like, wow, it is kind of cool. And then I started, like, that's where I started to generate the questions. All right, we only got about 3 minutes left, so here's what I want to do. I need each one of you to state one word or phrase to tell the audience why they should come.
Intrigue.
Plots to bring disaster.
Humor handled by a master.
Romance.
Illusion.
Fantasy to study.
Battles barbarous and bloody.
Magic.
And merriment.
So join us.
I guess you guys practiced this, huh? Or is it part of the script?
You crazy. I'm crazy.
Improv.
Serves me well to send the questions a day early. Okay. Last thing, let's get the information to everybody so they know how to get to see you guys now. Where is it? When is it?
Pippin is...
March 8th, 9th, and 10th at 7 o'clock in 100 Central Auditorium. The box office is open 2 hours prior to every performance, and also Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 3 to 6, all till we open. And there's a special senior citizen performance Wednesday at 3:30. It's free. No tickets are needed. Just come and join us.
Cool. Join us. I think that I've heard that in the music somewhere. Okay, last question is for the seniors. Some of you probably already have your grand finale already picked out. Where is it? Where are you going?
I'm going to Tufts University.
Oh, right. And you are? Tell people. They can't see you.
Sorry. I'm Caitlin. I'm playing Bertha.
Right. Who else?
I'm Ken. I'm playing the leading player, and I'm going to TCNJ.
All right. Who else?
I'm Kara. I'm one of the student directors, and I'm going to Princeton University.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anybody else? That's it? We got him?
Undecided.
I don't hear back till April.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, you get a special invitation to call in and let me know.
Alrighty.
All right. Charlemagne.
Challenge accepted. All right.
Charlemagne. And we'll duke it out, dude.
Okay.
All right. I gotta hightail it somewhere. Right. Somewhere is my music. Where is it? Where's my intro music? Come on. There it is. All right, guys. I want to thank you so much, and Ms. Enterline and Ms. Steffner for coming in. This was really, really cool. I hope we can do this again next year.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, my pleasure. Now, here's the deal. We do Rewind on the weekend, though. You'll have to look and see when the Friday night perform when the Friday shows show up during the weekend, so check that out. But on Monday, I will have it up on the website for the archive, so you guys can have the MP3 to listen to. All right, all right. Thanks so much to them. Boy, this was really cool. All right, if you heed the word of my friend Amberjack of Amberjack 5, Vincent Arnolino, he says never say I should have, and that means that you should start planning now to go and check out this performance. And every performance is different, so why don't you get the package deal? Go and see it all three times? All right, thanks again. My pleasure to have the Pippin crew and cast here, and they sang great, and it's going to just going to be so cool. All right, thanks so much. I am off, but you better be at the annual dinner and meeting and dinner dance at 6 o'clock, so be prepared to do that and drop by, say hello, and tell me how you enjoyed listening to the 100 Central Pippin Players. I'm signing off. This is Big C on Good Morning Hunterdon, and Hunterdon Helpline will be in at 10 o'clock. Talk to you on 8 o'clock on Monday morning. Big C signing off. We're back. It's 9:46. We got the cast of Pippin. You just heard some fabulous excerpts. Man, I tell you that, again, just super. The quality is just incredible. And we're patching it together here with our equipment. Ken, you're the lead player.
Yes, I am.
I got to get you on the mic here. I'm asleep at the switch. One second. All right, you're the lead player.
Yep.
And the script keeps shifting back and forth between... we're not really sure as an audience whether we're looking at reality or whether we're looking at Pippin's subconscious. So how do you help us through that as an audience?
Well, the leading player, he's definitely he is like the antagonist of the show, but he also plays a narrator. And if you come see the show, you'll see that he breaks the fourth wall a lot. So while a lot of action is going on kind of behind him, he'll kind of narrate and guide the audience through what's going on. And he also, during the show, he kind of puts on different disguises in order to interact with different people in mm-hmm. Pippin's world.
Did you say the fourth wall?
Yes.
What is the fourth wall?
Well, the fourth wall, it's like if a character or an actor were to interact with the audience directly. Uh-huh.
I'm getting an education here. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the audience will be interacted with, I guess. My character definitely talks to a lot of people.
Right. Why are you so angry?
Well, because I guess the leading player has this really big plan. He wants Pippin to go through with the grand finale. He wants Pippin to have a short but spectacular career, as he says in mm-hmm. the show. And he's just very upset by the end of the show. I don't want to reveal too much, but
the show's been around since 72. it's not a big surprise.
Yeah, but he's pretty angry that Pippin decides to compromise all of his aspirations and dreams and lead an ordinary life, because the whole time he's been guiding Pippin to perform this really great extraordinary ending, but
mm-hmm.
Pippin's decide to be normal, and he's happy with that. Well, Pippin's happy with that.
Okay, so then the lead player gets all ticked off and starts shutting down everything. And you'll see the rest of it, of course. But what's the grand finale a metaphor for something? Who can help me with that one?
I can.
All right. Don't be shy.
I won't. Okay. I think the grand finale is just showing how a person can get caught up in the hustle and bustle of their life mm-hmm. by trying to find that something that's worth living for. They can kind of lose sight of what they're really looking for and what can really make them happy. So I think the grand finale really shows that, how society just pressures you so much to fit a certain image that you kind of forget how you really wanted to turn out.
But tell them what the grand finale
The grand finale is the wonderful Pippin going into a little box and setting himself on fire.
So, yeah, that's like the meaning of the show. It's just like, do you want to go up in flames and be remembered for, like, you know, the glory mm-hmm. of that instant, or right. do you want to live your life without, you know, like that stereotypical sunshine. You know what I mean? Like, can you be happy alone, or do you need other people's approval?
Right.
Do you live for applause, or can you
better
live?
Better to burn out than fade away.
Yeah.
Ah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And one of those endings, he's asked how he is, and he feels trapped. What does that mean?
Pippin gets cornered.
Right.
We actually don't have that line in our script. In the movie, that's just kind of a joke, because in the end he ends up with Catherine and it seems like they're going to get married. And so when he says trapped, I think that was just kind of a marriage pun there.
Okay, got it. But, got it.
Our show actually ends a bit different. So there is a surprise at the end for all the audience.
Stephen Schwartz changed the ending about 15 years ago.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
So
I wasn't up to date on that. I was behind the times. Okay.
Yeah. It's
okay. Nice. A lot of play. I was actually in musicals myself. I wasn't a performer. I was in the pit. And I did it for a number of years. I also played professionally. And there are some songs, some shows where you hear about them and you say, oh, I can't wait. You know, South Pacific, Oklahoma, West Side Story. I mean, wham! You know every song. Every song is a hit. This one didn't really have that. You know, when my pit director would put together the score for us, he'd go, and this one has the great song of, and then this song is really important. Mm-hmm. Did this song? Did you really get into it right off the bat, or did it take a little while to get used to it?
Yeah. No, I.
Who's saying yeah?
I. This is like. Probably, and I'm not just saying this because I am Pippin, but this is, like, my favorite musical that I've ever done. Because like, I don't know, we did a couple shows before this, and, like, it's like, okay, like, you know, we're going to put on makeup and put on a show, and, like, that's going to be it. It's kind of flaky.
Mm-hmm.
This actually, it's, like, questions existence and purpose and, like, fulfillment. And it's just, like, I don't know, there's so much more. There's, like, depth, and, like, you go, and then, like, you leave, and you're like, wow, you know? So I think it's, and I don't know, there's, like, the cool, like, Fosse, and it's just,
mm-hmm.
I love the instruments. I love Pippin.
Yeah, the music and choreography is incredible. Yeah. Like, you remember it when you leave.
Yeah, you mentioned the music. A lot of shows do have that one showstopper, but I think in Pippin, every single song is the showstopper.
Mm-hmm.
So every song, that's, when you think of Pippin, you might not think of a specific song, because every single one of the songs will stay with you, and really, they're a great show.
Did you know that at the outset? When they said, we're doing Pippin, did you guys go, oh, I can't wait?
Mrs. Underline says no, they did not.
Yeah, I know. That's what I expected. I asked the question because, like I said, Ms. Underline slapped me down and said, do you know what Pippin is? And I said, no. So I had to look it up. And then I was like, wow, it is kind of cool. And then I started, like, that's where I started to generate the questions. All right, we only got about 3 minutes left, so here's what I want to do. I need each one of you to state one word or phrase to tell the audience why they should come.
Intrigue.
Plots to bring disaster.
Humor handled by a master.
Romance.
Illusion.
Fantasy to study.
Battles barbarous and bloody.
Magic.
And merriment.
So join us.
I guess you guys practiced this, huh?
No.
Or is it part of the script?
Oh, you crazy. I'm crazy.
Improv.
Serves me well to send the questions a day early. Okay. Last thing, let's get the information to everybody so they know how to get to see you guys now. Where is it? When is it?
Pippin is...
March 8th, 9th, and 10th
mm-hmm.
at 7 o'clock in 100 Central Auditorium. The box office is open 2 hours prior to every performance, and also Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 3 to 6, all till we open. And there's a special senior citizen performance Wednesday at 3:30. It's free. No tickets are needed. Just come and join us.
Cool. Join us. I think I've heard that in the music somewhere. Okay, last question is for the seniors. Some of you probably already have your grand finale already picked out. Where is it? Where are you going?
I'm going to Tufts University.
Oh, right. And you are? Tell people. They can't see you.
Sorry. I'm Caitlin. I'm playing Bertha.
Right. Who else?
I'm Ken. I'm playing a leading player, and I'm going to TCNJ.
All right. Who else?
I'm Kara. I'm one of the student directors, and I'm going to Princeton University.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anybody else? That's it? We got them?
Undecided.
undecided.
I don't hear back till April.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, you get a special invitation to call in and let me know.
Alrighty.
All right. Charlemagne.
Challenge accepted. All right.
Charlemagne. And we'll duke it out, dude.
Okay.
All right. I gotta hightail it. Somewhere. Right. Somewhere is my music. Where is it? Oh. Where's my intro music? Come on. There it is. All right, guys. I want to thank you so much, and Ms. Enterline and Ms. Steffner for coming in. This was really, really cool. I hope we can do this again next year.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, my pleasure. Now, here's the deal. We do Rewind on the weekend, though. You'll have to look and see when the Friday shows show up during the weekend. So check that out. But on Monday, I will have it up on the website for the archive, so you guys can have the MP3 to listen to.
Cool.
All right?
Awesome.
All right. Thanks so much to them. Boy, this was really cool. All right. If you heed the word of my friend Amberjack of Amberjack 5, Vincent Arnolino, he says, never say I should have, and that means that you should start planning now to go and check out this performance. And every performance is different, so why don't you get the package deal? Go and see it all three times? All right, thanks again. My pleasure to have the Pippin crew and cast here, and they sang great, and it's just going to be so cool. All right, thanks so much. I am off, but you better be at the annual dinner and meeting and dinner dance at 6 o'clock, so be prepared to do that, and drop by, say hello, and tell me how you enjoyed listening to the 100 Central Pippin Players. I'm signing off. This is Big C on Good Morning Hunterdon, and Hunterdon Helpline will be in at 10 o'clock. Talk to you on 8 o'clock on Monday morning. Big C signing off. We're back. It's 9:46. We got the cast of Pippin. You just heard some fabulous excerpts. Man, I tell you that, again, just super. The quality is just incredible. And we're patching it together here with our equipment. Ken, you're the lead player.
Yes, I am.
And I got to get you on the mic here. I'm asleep at the switch. One second. All right, you're the lead player.
Yep.
And the script keeps shifting back and forth between... we're not really sure as an audience whether we're looking at reality or whether we're looking at Pippin's subconscious. So how do you help us through that as an audience?
Well, the leading player, he's definitely he is like the antagonist of the show, but he also plays a narrator. And if you come see the show, you'll see that he breaks the fourth wall a lot. So while a lot of action is going on kind of behind him, he'll kind of narrate and guide the audience through what's going on. And he also, during the show, he kind of puts on different disguises in order to interact with different people in Pippin's world.
Did you say the fourth wall?
Yes.
What is the fourth wall?
Well, the fourth wall, it's like if a character or an actor were to interact with the audience directly. Uh-huh. So the audience will be interacted with, I guess. My character definitely talks to a lot of people.
Right. Why are you so angry?
Well, because I hate it. No, because I guess the leading player has this really big plan. He wants Pippin to go through with the grand finale. He wants Pippin to have a short but spectacular career, as he says in the show. And he's just very upset by the end of the show. I don't want to reveal too much, but okay. But yeah,
the show's been around since 72. It's not a big surprise.
Yeah, but he's pretty angry that Pippin decides to compromise all of his aspirations and dreams and lead an ordinary life, because the whole time he's been guiding Pippin to I don't know, perform this really great, extraordinary ending, but Pippin's decide to be normal, and he's happy with that. Well, Pippin's happy with that.
Okay, so then the lead player gets all ticked off and starts shutting down everything, and you know, you'll see the rest of it, of course. But what's the grand finale a metaphor for something? Who can help me with that one?
I can.
All right. Don't be shy.
I won't. Okay. I think the grand finale is just showing how a person can get caught up in the hustle and bustle of their life by trying to find that something that's worth living for. They can kind of lose sight of what they're really looking for and what can really make them happy. So I think the grand finale really shows that, how society just pressures you so much to fit a certain image that you kind of forget how you really wanted to turn out.
But tell them what the grand finale.
Oh, the grand finale is the wonderful Pippin going into a little box and setting himself on fire.
that's like the meaning of the show. It's just like, do you want to go up in flames and be remembered for, like, you know, the glory of that instant, or do you want to live your life without, you know, like that stereotypical sunshine? You know what I mean? Like, can you be happy alone, or do you need other people's approval?
Right.
Do you live for applause, or can
better
you live?
Better to burn out than fade away.
Yeah.
Ah.
Right.
And one of those endings, he's asked how he is, and he feels trapped. What does that mean?
Pippin gets cornered.
Right.
We actually don't have that line in our script. In the movie, that's just kind of a joke, because in the end he ends up with Catherine and it seems like they're going to get married. And so when he says trapped, I think that was just kind of a marriage pun there.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Our show actually ends a bit different. So there is a surprise at the end for all the audience.
Stephen Schwartz changed the ending about 15 years ago.
Okay, all right.
So
I wasn't up to date on that. I was behind the times. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of play. I was actually in musicals myself. I wasn't a performer. I was in the pit, and I did it for a number of years. I also played professionally. And there are some songs, some shows where you hear about them and you say, "Oh, I can't wait!" You know, South Pacific, Oklahoma, West Side Story. I mean. Wham! You know every song. Every song is a hit. This one didn't really have that. You know, when my pit director would put together the score for us, he'd go, and this one has the great song of, and then this song is really important. Did you really get into it right off the bat, or did it take a little while to get used to it?
Yeah. No, I.
Who's saying yeah?
I. This is like. Probably, and I'm not just saying this because I am Pippin, but this is like my favorite musical that I've ever done. Because like, I don't know, we did a couple shows before this, and like, it's like, okay, like, you know, we're going to put on makeup and put on a show, and like, that's going to be it. It's kind of flaky.
Mm-hmm.
This actually, it's like questions existence and purpose and like fulfillment. And it's just like, I don't know, there's so much more. There's like depth, and like, you go and then like you leave and you're like, wow, you know? So I think it's, and I don't know, there's like the cool like Fosse, and it's just, I love the instruments. I love Pippin.
Yeah, the music and choreography is incredible. Yeah. Like, you remember it when you leave.
Yeah, you mentioned the music. A lot of shows do have that one showstopper, but I think in Pippin, every single song is the showstopper.
Mm-hmm.
So every song, when you think of Pippin, you might not think of a specific song because every single one of the songs will stay with you and really, they're a great show.
Did you know that at the outset? When they said, we're doing Pippin, did you guys go, oh, I can't wait?
Mrs. Underline says no, they did not.
Yeah, I know. That's what I expected. I asked the question because, like I said, Mrs. Underline slapped me down and said, do you know what Pippin is? And I said, no. So I had to look it up. And then I was like, wow, it is kind of cool. And then I started, where I started to generate the questions. All right, we only got about 3 minutes left, so here's what I want to do. I need each one of you to state one word or phrase to tell the audience why they should come.
Intrigue.
Plots to bring disaster.
Humor handled by a master.
Romance.
Illusion.
Fantasy to study.
Battles barbarous and bloody.
Magic.
And merriment.
So join us.
Guess you guys practiced this, huh? Or is it part of the script?
You crazy.
Improv.
Serves me well to send the questions a day early. Okay. Last thing, let's get the information to everybody so they know how to get to see you guys now. Where is it? When is it?
Pippin is... March 8th, 9th, and 10th at 7 o'clock in 100 Central Auditorium. The box office is open 2 hours prior to every performance, and also Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 3 to 6, all till we open. And there's a special senior citizen performance Wednesday at 3:30. It's free. No tickets are needed. Just come and join us.
Cool. Join us. I think that I've heard that in the music somewhere. Okay, last question is for the seniors. Some of you probably already have your grand finale already picked out. Where is it? Where are you going?
I'm going to Tufts University.
All right. And you are? Tell people. They can't see you.
Sorry. I'm Caitlin. I'm playing Bertha.
Right. Who else?
I'm Ken. I'm playing the leading player, and I'm going to TCNJ.
All right. Who else?
I'm Kara. I'm one of the student directors, and I'm going to Princeton University.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anybody else? That's it? We got him?
Undecided.
I don't hear back till April.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, you get a special invitation to call in and let me know.
Alrighty.
All right. Charlemagne.
Challenge accepted. All right.
Charlemagne. And we'll duke it out, dude.
Okay.
All right. I gotta hightail it. Somewhere. Right. Somewhere is my music. Where is it? Oh. Where's my intro music? Come on. There it is. All right, guys. I want to thank you so much, and Ms. Enterline and Ms. Steffner for coming in. This was really, really cool. I hope we can do this again next year.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, my pleasure. Now, here's the deal. We do Rewind on the weekend, though. You'll have to look and see when the Friday night when the Friday shows show up during the weekend. So check that out. But on Monday, I will have it up on the website for the archive, so you guys can have the MP3 to listen to. All right? All right. Thanks so much to them. Boy, this was really cool. All right. If you heed the word of my friend Amberjack of Amberjack 5, Vincent Arnolino, he says, never say I should have, and that means that you should start planning now to go and check out this performance. And every performance is different, so why don't you do like the why don't you get the package deal? Go and see it all three times? All right, thanks again. My pleasure to have the Pippin crew and cast here, and they sang great, and it's just going to be so cool. All right, thanks so much. I am off, but you better be at the annual dinner and meeting and dinner dance at 6 o'clock, so be prepared to do that and drop by, say hello, and tell me how you enjoyed listening to the 100 Central Pippin Players. I'm signing off. This is Big C on Good Morning Hunterdon, and Hunterdon Helpline will be in at 10 o'clock. Talk to you on 8 o'clock on Monday morning. Big C signing off. We're back. It's 9:46. We got the cast of Pippin. You just heard some fabulous excerpts. Man, I tell you that, again, just super. The quality is just incredible. And we're patching it together here with our equipment. Ken, you're the lead player.
Yes, I am.
I got to get you on the mic here. I'm asleep at the switch. 1 second. All right, you're the lead player.
Yep.
And the script keeps shifting back and forth between... we're not really sure as an audience whether we're looking at reality or whether we're looking at Pippin's subconscious. So how do you help us through that as an audience?
Well, the leading player, he's definitely kind of, he is like the antagonist of the show, but he also plays a narrator. And if you come see the show, you'll see that he breaks the fourth wall a lot. So while a lot of action is going on kind of behind him, he'll kind of narrate and guide the audience through what's going on. And he also, during the show, he kind of puts on different disguises in order to interact with different people in Pippin's mm-hmm. world.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You're going to see the tanks with Donald Trump making America great again.
Tomorrow's the 4th, but millions of Americans are already on the move, like this man from New York City who's headed to Washington, D.C. for the President's Salute to America celebration.
I'm going to be on the National Lawn watching the fireworks display and watching the military display.
On the downside, AAA is saying that urban areas like New York City are experiencing traffic delays today that are at least three times greater than normal. More than 40